Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Oh! Oh, I've got to play your kink song I found at the weekend that I've never heard before. I'll play that in a bit. 0344 499 1000. The weekend starts here, guys. No, hang on. That's incorrect. The weekend ends here. This is the late night alternative. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
I'm Ian Lee. And this is Tanya. Good evening, Tanya. Good evening, Tanya. Or is it Tanya? 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 Lady. Lady. Hello. Give her a call back, Sam. I really want to speak to that lady.
What's going on there?
Tanya, Tanya.
See, I'd say Tanya, but you probably say Tanya.
Tanya. So it turns out having... how long have we been in this building? 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Turns out having stomachache for 5 weeks is probably a bad thing.
I think so.
I shit myself on a hammock.
Well...
at the weekend. Actually had to go and have a shower at the weekend. That happened. And I've still got stomachache, still not feeling great. And I booked a doctor's appointment for a week's time. I could die within that week. I could die within that week. Tanya, Tanya, Tinya.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Very well. I've got a grotty stomach for 5 weeks. And everyone's tweeting me going, you should go to the doctor. I have booked a doctor's appointment for 1 week's time. I will be going to the doctor and I will be telling you all about it. I just hope it's not fatal.
Me?
Well, I hope you're not fatal. I'm hoping my stomach rot.
I'm a disabled old woman and I go around in my mobility scooter.
I didn't ask, but thanks for the information. I'm an able-bodied middle-aged man and I go around in trainers.
I would like to... the reason I'm phoning you is because I have something to say.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
Because I was born in 1957 and I'm...
Happy birthday.
..isolated.
Yes.
I don't talk very much, but I'm going to talk now.
Hang on a minute. I have evidence to the contrary on that last statement.
Well, Nick Ferrari is obviously calling people evil.
Okay. Hey, can I interrupt you there?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Ferrari's on a different radio station. So if you've got beef with him... May I suggest...
No, I don't, my love.
Well,
I don't.
You just started a conversation about a host who's on a different radio station, my dear.
I know, but I'm old and I forget myself.
No, I'm not allowing that. No. I'm
but
not
what
allowing
I'm,
that.
What I'm
no,
about
no, no,
to
hang on,
say...
No, hang on a second. I'll be the judge as to whether you're about to say it. Being old is not an excuse for talking about someone who's on another radio station. So don't give me that bullshine, all right? What would you like to say?
I see. You remind me of...
another presenter on LBC, probably. Okay, fine.
No, another presenter on the talk show that always edits and shuts people down when they want to talk.
Are you talking about James O'Brien? Who are you talking about now?
Well, I just want to
I don't edit people. I just like accuracy.
Okay, what would you like me to say...
accuracy. Goodbye.
Accuracy.
That's what I'd like you to say. Goodbye. But, okay, I'd just like you to say all
that. What would you like me to say?
Goodbye.
It's as quick as that.
Sorry? Well, you say it, but try and make it accurate. And if it's not accurate, I will pull you up.
Okay. I think that the persecution of Karen Matthews... is unnecessary.
For those who don't know, let me just fill in a little bit of the blanks. She's the woman who faked her daughter's kidnap and actually hid her daughter under her uncle's bed, I think, so that she could get some money.
Right.
I think she probably deserves to be persecuted. Yeah, I think she probably does.
Okay, so I was accused of murdering my mother.
Well, that escalated quickly.
And it wasn't true.
Okay, but she actually did.
But if I had been found guilty
of murder,
and I had been persecuted, matricide,
yes,
I wouldn't be able to walk along the street.
No, you'd be in prison.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Now, they found me innocent.
Right.
Which, of course, I always was.
So you got away with it. I mean, you hadn't done
Sorry?
It. You hadn't done it.
Sorry?
I'm going to confuse it. You hadn't, I'm trying to do two things at once. You hadn't done it. No. Why did they think you'd done it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for the loss of your mum.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, people...
But she did... Cara Matthews did what she's been accused of doing.
What she did was absolutely...
Right. Awful.
Unforgivable.
All right, but you want to forgive her?
No. What I'm trying to say is that she has served her sentence.
What do you think? What do you think her kid is? Do you think her kid is happy?
I think if I was her child, I would probably never want to know about the history.
Yes.
To be quite honest.
Well, I would think. Well, who knows? Who knows what's going through that young woman, as she will be now, young woman's head. I don't quite see the connection between you being accused of murdering your mum and the Karen Shannon Matthews story. So you're upset because Nick Ferrari on another radio station said what? That Karen Matthews was evil?
Yes.
Right. Why are you phoning me, Ian Lee, on talk radio, a different radio show, to complain about Nick Ferrari? I mean...
I want you to define evil. My father was an Auschwitz survivor.
The what? Sorry?
I know what evil is.
Right, you know what evil is. Okay, fine. Well, then why do you need me to define it?
Because Nick Ferrari has a lot of power.
No, he doesn't.
And when he calls people evil...
Yes.
He doesn't know what evil is.
What is evil?
Evil is...
03444991000. What is evil? Okay, yes.
Evil is a person that kills another person and watches them suffer.
Okay, so that's a very specific definition of evil. It's someone who kills someone slowly and watches them suffer. That's the only that's the only definition of evil, is it?
Well, I mean, as far as my father told me, he was in the Holocaust.
This just when you think it can't escalate no more, it escalates even further. That is evil. The Holocaust was evil.
Evil is a very, very dangerous word.
Yeah.
Now, Karen Matthews, and I've watched the documentaries.
Did you watch the documentary? Did you watch the documentary?
Yes, I have.
The documentary?
And to me,
did you watch let me finish.
Hello.
Did you watch the documentary?
I don't mean to interrupt.
No, you just won't stop talking. Did you watch did you watch the documentary?
Yes.
No, hang on. Jeff, did you watch the documentary or did you watch the drama?
Both.
Okay. Well, you've got all parts covered. Don't believe everything you see on television, of course.
I don't, because my father told me don't believe in propaganda.
Your father sounds like a very wise gentleman.
He was interned in Auschwitz for being a political...
Gosh.
You know... But what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to get across, which is what you're not listening to, and
I'm listening to every single word of this,
is that we live in a society now where labels are very, very important.
That I'd agree with.
So when you label, I mean, Myra Hindley is what I call evil.
Okay, but then some people might call what Karen Matthews did evil. I get that. It was totally effed up, wasn't it?
But
do you know Karen Matthews?
No.
Why are you defending? Well, you don't say. Of course, you don't. Some people know her. So why are you defending her?
When I look at her, I can see a human being that is not. She looks like a child.
That's irrelevant.
Well, what is relevant?
The fact that she faked the kidnap of her daughter and hid her under a bed, and in the wake of Madeline McCann, just so that she could get some money. Those are the important facts.
Oh, that's evil. That's calculated and evil.
Right, but that's what she... But hang on a minute. So Nick Ferrari was right then. She's evil.
No. Nick Ferrari is labelling people evil, right, when he doesn't know... He wouldn't know an evil person.
You've just labelled her evil.
Well, look. She's a woman that has paid the price.
But she was evil.
Do you agree? Do you agree or not?
No.
So you would put her in the stocks and throw tomatoes on her?
No, I don't know. I don't know
like
where you...
hundreds of years ago.
Literally didn't say that.
No, but I said it.
Okay, well, didn't. So you said I would... No, I think that would be inappropriate.
So what do you think would be appropriate now?
Well, I don't know. It's a very huge thing. Yes, she's served her term in prison that has been set by the state, but is that reparation for the hideous, evil crime that she did? Probably not. It goes deeper than that. It's more spiritual than that, isn't it?
And James Bulger's killers?
Well, let's not. I don't know why. I don't want to go down a list.
I'm just trying to figure out the way British people think. Now, Karen Matthews made a big mistake.
No. She didn't make a big mistake. As you just said, she did something cold and calculated and evil. That wasn't a mistake, hiding her daughter under the uncle's bed, as I remember.
Of course it wasn't.
You literally just said it was. So that's why I'm a little bit confused.
No. What I'm saying is that she probably has got mental health issues.
Doesn't detract from the fact... We don't know that. I don't think there's been any report that says that she has got mental health issues. But even if she did, that would not detract from the hideous, heinous, evil crime that she committed.
So do you think that Nick Ferrari is right by saying she is pure evil?
I think Nick Ferrari's a prick.
Oh. Okay. I agree with you.
There we go then. But you said she was evil.
No, if you were a judge and jury on Karen Matthews now that she's left prison, what would you like to happen?
Judge and jury, what?
I just asked you a question.
Yeah, but it didn't make any sense.
No, if now Karen Matthews has left prison...
Yes. But that I'm
just asking you, what do you think should happen?
You have said yourself that what she did was evil.
Of course.
But you're arguing that she's not evil.
No, I'm saying that I watched the documentary and I think she's not well.
Right, so what? I think she almost had mental health.
And did the social services know, because they must have known... that something was wrong.
What's your evidence that she's got mental health issues?
Her face? Yeah.
You know more about this than I do. How does a face give away mental health issues?
Well, this is probably not going to make any sense to you.
Well, so far, none of it has, so it's nothing new.
Well, okay, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but... When I was a kid and I was watching TV...
Yeah.
What was it called?
Police 5?
No.
Jamie and his magic torch.
No.
That was a great show.
Don't take the Mickey.
That was a great show, though.
No, the guy with the grey hair that made everybody wishes come true. What's his name?
Jim Will Fix It.
Quincy.
Yeah. I used to watch that when I was a kid.
Right.
And I always, always felt something was wrong. I couldn't put my finger on it.
Well, he could, and that was the problem.
Don't take the mickey. I'm an old disabled lady.
That's irrelevant.
All I'm trying to say is that I don't like people labelling people evil. Because evil has many, many stares.
Yes.
Okay? And my father in Auschwitz told me what was evil.
Right.
But
there
I'm
are different types
say,
of evil. Auschwitz was evil.
Exactly.
But Karen
exactly,
Matthews, but you've said that Karen Matthews was evil.
Karen Matthews, how can I put this?
I don't know, because you've said
I don't like the fact that you have a powerful journalist labelling people evil.
But you labelled her. You labelled her evil.
Well, she's evil.
You've just labelled her evil.
She's evil in her.
Way she hid her daughter and pretended she'd been kidnapped for money. She's evil in that way.
Put it this way.
Okay.
If I did it, and if I ever did it, I would want to be crucified. Okay?
So you've considered... Have you got children?
Yes.
You've considered hiding...
Considered what?
You've considered hiding and faking the kidnap of your children for money.
No.
You just said that you must have done to know what punishment you would like.
No, I said if I ever considered it,
if you considered it, you'd want to be crucified, even if you just considered it. What about if you did
it? It's a hypothetical situation, but don't pick me up on it.
I have to pick you up by the hypotheticals.
Okay. Now, I was investigated in 2 months under the murder of my mother.
I'd almost forgotten that.
It destroyed
that
me. It absolutely
I bet it did. It must have been horrendous for you, Tanya.
And I was completely innocent. And it's destroyed my life.
How long ago was this?
It was... I think it was about... Jesus. 2006 or something like that.
Okay. And how had your mum died? Had she been murdered or was it natural causes?
It was natural causes. I used to look after her as a carer. She was a chronic alcoholic.
Okay.
She fell down. I was sleeping in the basement at the time.
Ay.
And I come from a very dysfunctional family. Mm. And I was investigated for 2 months. And I have nightmares even now.
I bet you do. I can't begin to imagine how horrendous that must have been.
Because I was innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots more besides.
Go on. You can share anything you want with us here. I'm enjoying chatting to you. I don't know if you're enjoying it, but I'm enjoying it.
Then.
Go on.
Then I hit somebody.
You hit somebody?
Yeah.
In what way did you hit them? You punched them?
No.
In a car?
No.
What do you mean you hit someone, Tanya?
I was walking along my street. I hit somebody because I was so angry. And then they put me in prison. And I felt so ashamed of what I've done because I was looking after my mum and my dad and my son. And both my parents were alcoholics and my son was on drugs. And I just got to the point where I couldn't deal with it anymore. So I just walked out one day and I can't remember the rest.
Wow.
The next minute, the police were at my door and I went to prison. And it was the worst place you could ever go.
You can't go there if
you're innocent.
How long were you in prison for?
4 months. But I did 2.
Okay.
And they enhanced me.
Do you remember attacking someone?
No.
No. He must have attacked them... Pretty hard to get 4 months.
No, not really, because the guy that I attacked came up to me nose to nose and said he was going to cut my throat.
So you remember that bit?
I'll never forget it.
Okay, but you don't remember the actual...
No.
...incident. I think I'm starting to put two and two together here.
That was the first and only thing I've ever done wrong in my life.
I don't think you're an evil woman. If that's what this is all about, which I suspect it is, that Nick Ferrari's comments labelling a woman who did something horrible and served her time, but the fact that he was still labelling her as evil, is there a part of you that thinks he was talking about you?
No, there's a part of me that thinks he was talking about me.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, and...
You're not evil. I think...
Well, I know that.
Okay.
But I...
You worry about the labels.
I just worry about labels.
Yeah, of course you do.
You know, and when you... I've read lots of articles in the newspapers about people that have been, you know, vigilantes against paedophiles they thought were paedophiles, and then they turned out not to be paedophiles.
Well, there was the famous case where it was a paediatrician got attacked, wasn't it, because people thought he was a paedophile.
Yeah, I know. And I watched this documentary today about Karen Matthews, and I felt so sorry for her.
It's touched.
And I know I shouldn't.
No, you're allowed to feel sorry for her. You're allowed to.
You know, I was. How can I put this?
I like it when you pause to think. It means we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere good. It's been good every time so far.
Oh well, don't psychoanalyze me.
It's too late. I've been doing it for the last 25 minutes. And we're putting two and two together.
No, it's just that I didn't kill my mother.
No.
I don't remember hitting the guy. But he came to me nose to nose and said he was going to cut my throat. And obviously I took the law into my own hands, for which I was punished. And through all the things I've been, I just think that maybe Karen Matthews might need a break.
I think she probably does need a break. And your sympathy and empathy for her, I think, is very decent of you. I think it's a decent attitude to have to someone who did something horrendous and, you're right, probably needs a break.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing all of that, Tanya.
And thank you for listening.
Absolute pleasure. You give us a call any time. Stop listening to Nick Ferrari and just listen to us. Nice to talk to you.
I will.
Thank you for the call, Tanya. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there's a start to the week I wasn't expecting. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers.
Yeah, did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000. Mark, come to you in a bit. So there's a Kink song that I think I had heard before, because I had the deluxe three-disc version of the Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society, and I lost it. I've just ordered it again for £6. It's such a great album. And for my birthday, my sister bought me one of those little... You get these little books about albums. I think the 33 and a third there, and it's like a series. It's about one album. And I was listening to... This is the same day that I capped my pants, literally on the hammock. And but this was before that incident.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a song in there. So this
that
song
wasn't the trigger, was it?
It's no, not, no, no.
Something like
we'll find out.
Noise.
We'll find out because we're going to play it. And it said there was a song that was meant for the album, or it was recorded around the same time, and it never went on the album, and it wasn't even released until like 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are you putting that face for?
Just in anticipation of the brown noise.
It's not. I don't think it's going to make me do that. But I'm ready to. I mean, then we're going to play Worse Than Floyd in a minute.
Okay.
This song is incredible. This is an incredible song by the Kinks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to blow your mind. Are you ready?
As long as it's just my mind.
Oh, please stop. If you're just going to talk about me...
You're the one keep going on.
I think I've got stomach cancer!
Oh, stop it.
That's what I worry I've got.
Okay.
That's what I worry I've got. I'm allowed to joke about my runny bottom.
I'm not.
You're not.
Well, I'm the one that ends up eating it most nights. Through the air.
Flipping it. What, did you sneak back to my house? And go for my bins for those soiled pants. You heard that, didn't you?
Didn't need to.
She's a
coprophile. You could cut the air in here with a knife most nights.
She's a coprophile.
Probably get a spade as well.
She eats it. She eats it.
Sam's laughing, but he knows I suffer terribly with your stomach.
Don't try and turn this around, Boris Johnson. You're not going to get a sneaky picture of you and your young lady taken from behind.
Pardon?
The picture. Oh, but picture has just emerged. Do they think we're absolute idiots?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Right, listen to this song by the Kinks. It's incredible. No, it's coming out in really bad, weird stereo mix. Hang on a minute. Let's try this version. That was in a weird... you're an advert.
What?
That was a weird mix. It was coming out badly. I don't want it to come out. I want it to come out well. Here we go. Nope. It's coming out badly. It's coming out of one speaker. Let's try this version. Here we go. No, that's a bootleg.
Oh, my God.
Let's try this version. Here we go. This is it. This is it. Coming out, the vocals are coming out of one ear.
Just play it!
Mono remaster. Here we go.
Won't you sing me a song to, won't take a long to do, sing to me please, won't you whistle a tune? I got nothing to gain, I got nothing to lose, but if you sing me a song, you make me happy.
Isn't it lovely? 2:25, he went, nah, I'm not going to put that out. Didn't put it out for 30-odd years. It's a great song. The Kinks are such a weird band. Any band more self-sabotaging than the Kinks? The Beach Boys did quite a bit of it. 03444991000. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Mark.
How are you?
None of your business. What you got for us?
And I don't even know why I asked you that, because I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things.
Okay.
As I've been waiting, I think I've been on a hold for like 30 minutes. So I've obviously been
It's 36 minutes, and it can be another 36 minutes if you don't stop that attitude, sunshine.
So I've got a question for Catherine.
Okay.
She's been pretty quiet tonight.
I will sip some water while you question Catherine.
Go on.
Catherine.
Yeah.
So I've been offered a promotion.
Yes.
But it's in Manchester.
Right.
What do you think I should do?
Where are you now?
You're quite sensible.
Right.
In Nottingham.
Right. What's the worst thing that could happen? You don't like it?
Yeah, well, I love Manchester. I love the city. I think it's a great place.
Get in there, then.
But I'd be literally up and leaving everything.
Yeah.
Like my friends, my family.
But it's not that far. The important ones will come and see you. It's not that far. You can come back and see them. But how old are you?
24.
Right, get in there. Go on. This isn't even a question. Don't you think, Ian?
He's not asking me, Catherine. He's asking
Mark,
you.
Do you want to ask Ian?
Ian, what do you think?
I think you should stay.
Oh, you swine. He doesn't. He's laughing.
No, I think he should stay. He should stay where he is. I turned down a very well-paid job in Manchester once. I'm talking now, son. I'm sharing my wisdom now. This is wisdom of experience. Hang on a minute. Right. Here's the thing, Mark. I'll give you the answer in a couple of little vignettes. I was offered, before I had kids, the chance to relocate to Manchester to host the breakfast show on what was about to launch as the new XFM in Manchester. I was offered that job by Carl Pilkington. And I said, nah. He said, what? I said, nah. He said, we'll pay you a relocation fee. I went, nah. He said, why? I said, nah, I don't want to move. Got my house here. He went, all right, fair enough. Jason gave it to Jason Manford when I became a big star. That's vignette number one. Vignette number two, Mark. Imagine the scene. It's the late 70s, the early 80s. A poor, bedraggled family, possibly with gypsy blood running through their veins, lives in Manchester. It's not going very well for them. Mum, dad, two little girls. It's not going very well for them. Its life is hard, struggling. So they come doing sooth. I'm from Manchester.
Is this me?
I'm from Manfred. They come down south. They come down south where the streets are paved with gold.
Is this me?
And they move to Luton. I'm telling the story.
Yeah, you're making
They
bits
come
up.
Down south where the streets are paved with gold and all the shell suits he can buy. And they ended up poor, miserable, full of shame, but it was better than what they had going for them, where they were licking a lump of coal each.
What?
So that family was Catherine's.
No, it wasn't.
Family.
No, it
Catherine's
wasn't.
Pretty close. So, Mark, I ask you again, do you want to move to Manchester? Bearing in mind, 50% of the people in this room moved away from Manchester. The other 50% turned down a move to Manchester.
And the other problem with this is, because I do the sleepovers at work, when you're... Like,
sounds like you're still asleep, mate. Come on, chop, chop!
You don't get any of them. You don't get any of the sleepovers, so I'm going to be losing out on about £800 a month.
Oh, hang on, then.
What, if you moved up there?
And the pay rise isn't...
What?
..that much of a... like that much.
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't go. Either go or don't go. It's 50-50. Toss a coin. No, who cares? No one cares except for you.
If they're not offering you enough money, ask them for more money.
Okay.
And if they really want you, then it'll be worth your while.
They don't really want you. They'll just get some other...
Shut up.
They should give the job to local people.
What?
They should employ Manchester. You want to make Manchester the northern... You want to get the northern hub, right?
Powerhouse.
You want to get the northern powerhouse and give the jobs to local... All this relocation... Nah, if you take that job, Mark, you're a traitor.
What?
You're a traitor to the working men and women of the north.
Okie dokie.
Well, hopefully that's helped, Mark.
Your good friend, Ian Watko, earlier.
Oh, yeah. You bore him as well?
Oh,
thanks, mate.
I'm joking, mate. It's banter. Come on, guys. Here's the thing. You know the deal. You phone up, you're going to get the tongue. You're going to get a tonguing. You're going to get the tonguing of your life, Mark.
One last thing.
Yeah.
If you could see mental health by looking at somebody's face, that would make my job 80% easier.
I know, isn't it?
That was some call her. I knew we had a bit of fun at the start, but I knew there was something going on underneath. You didn't buy it, did you, Kath? You didn't believe it?
I thought that we got maybe a bit of surface stuff there and a little bit of extra.
Yeah, you don't believe what she was telling us.
I think there might have been a few cherries on the top. But who knows?
Possibly, but she told it well.
I literally rang my boss like laughing so much.
Did you say we've been assessing them all wrong?
It's easy. You just look at the faces. Mark, thank you for calling. You're a good sport. Let us know what decision you make. Only you can make that decision, really. But go up to Manchester, spend some time up there. It's a great place. It's a great place. I've just been one of those people that doesn't like moving. Never had to, thank God. Never had to. Don't really like moving for work. I like my home.
Whereas I worked in the same place for 15 years and I should have been braver.
Yeah.
You know, before I had children and it didn't matter. If I was 24, get in there. The worst thing can happen is it doesn't work out, you move back.
Exactly. You know, but again, if you don't want to move, don't move. I don't know. It's one of those questions only you can answer, Sam. So what do you think the answer is, Sam?
I reckon you should find the middle ground between the two of them and just commute.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Right, when we come back, we're going to play Worse Than Pink Floyd, which I think is a great game. 03, if you want to play it, you want to phone up and talk about Auschwitz, Jimmy Savile, or what else did we talk about in the first 15 minutes of the show? Shannon Matthews and Karen Matthews. 0344 499. Well, if you've just tuned in, man alive, very rarely do I say this, but what an hour you've missed. Normally I sell this show down, but this is the first hour. Wowzers. 0344 499 1000, the late night alternative with Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.